Welcome to the Mobile Robot Podcast, the podcast for all things related to autonomous mobile robots. I'm Mike Weitzman, and I'm your host. Each week, we talk to industry leaders and learn how the mobile robotics industry is evolving, find out what's new, and talk about where things are headed. A couple of things to cover before we jump into the show this week, where I sit down with Gobe Robotics CEO Peter Jewell Voldsgaard to learn all about the remote presence market. I'm going to try and sneak in a short news update each week before we get to the main content. Let me know if you like this idea. So to start with, last week was the annual Consumer Electronics Show, and I've been following this show closely for the last 10 years now, and every year it seems like there are more and more robots featured. Of course, CES is about consumer electronics, not industrial products, and there were some interesting robots launched last week, including several new autonomous UV disinfection solutions and two new service robots from Samsung. However, I thought it was interesting that both Caterpillar and John Deere were involved in the show and featured their large autonomous equipment. That's a far reach from being considered consumer technology. I would guess that both companies are well-known brands who are attempting to position themselves more as technology companies than heavy equipment providers. We'll see if this trend continues in future years. We've covered many of the product announcements from last week, so you can find that content on the Mobile Robot Guide. And I'm working on a CES recap article that'll be posted on the site later this week. I'll put a link to it in the show notes once it's published. And one last thing, we've added a new voice messaging button on the podcast sidebar on the Mobile Robot Guide website. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment about an episode, please do so. We may even feature your input on a future show. With that, let's get into the interview with Gobe Robotics CEO, Peter Jewell Voldsgaard. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Wyferion. Wyferion provides wireless charging for electric industrial vehicles with an unparalleled 93% power transfer efficiency. Learn more at wiferion.com. And now on to the episode with Peter Jewell Voldsgaard.
Hi, Peter Jewell. Thanks for joining me on this week's show. I'm excited for our audience to learn more about Gobe Robots and learn how your solutions are helping businesses survive, especially in the pandemic and beyond. I think we've all become familiar with remote work in the last 9 months, and I think telepresence is a concept that any business can leverage. So I think that our conversation today is especially relevant right now. And let's start with this. Gobe Robots had a rebirth, I think, in the middle of 2020. It's pretty exciting for you guys. Can you start by telling us about yourself and taking us through the origin story of Gobe Robots?
Yes, of course. And thank you, Mike, and thank you for having me here. It's I'm really excited to talk about this this topic. It means a lot to me. So I'm really happy to spend some time here with you to dive into to telepresence. So yeah, but I'm 37. I'm married with three kids, and I'm a world citizen by heart. Values which I care much about and try to inspire my kids with every day. And I've been a part of the Blue Ocean Robotics family for nearly 6 years. And almost from the first day of my employment, I got introduced to telepresence, which not many had heard about almost a decade ago. So if we journey back a bit to 2012, my chairman and the CEO of Blue Ocean Robotics, Klaus Reisegger, met Mr. Scott Hassan from Suitable Technologies during a visit to robot business in Palo Alto. And I think at that time, Suitable had just released the first Beam and were looking for partners around the world. And Beam became a part of the Blue Ocean Robotics portfolio. And I got in charge of rolling out here in the Nordics. And shortly after, we got access to whole of Europe. And in, I think in 2015, we became a worldwide distributor for Suitable Technologies. So I can say that from the first day I entered this this company. I've been working with telepresence, and I've seen what it can do for companies and what it can do for people. And if we fast forward a bit to 2019, we started a dialogue with Suitable Technologies about how to run the Beam brand together. Mm-hmm. And in August this year, we finalized an agreement. Just like in other all other fairy tales, they lived happily ever after. I like to see telepresence as a technology that breaks down boundaries, bringing people closer together, just distances. And there's really some great ideas behind this kind of technology.
Right. And so, as I understand, Beam Robotics was one of the most successful telepresence platforms up to this point. And they have a huge installed base, I assume, that you have now subsumed into Gobe. What's your commitment to Beam Robots going forward?
You can say that Beam is part of our DNA. And Beam has shown the world that telepresence can come in a I feel presence sense. So our commitment to all Beam users is very clear. We want to bring telepresence to the next level, and we are doing so by introducing the next generation Beam, our Gobe robot. Mm-hmm. We are already in contact with thousands of Beam users worldwide, and we will roll out a trade-in program in 2021. For all existing Beams out there, so we can give everyone a chance of upgrading to the newest platform.
Great. So, and you still plan to support those Beam users through the end of life of that product then?
Yeah, of course. Our plan is to continue the support as long as it's needed. We have a good overview of the Beam activities worldwide and support set up for customers, so customers can get their Beams supported.
With this trade-in program, they can trade in their Beam robot and upgrade to the new platform now.
Yeah, exactly. Then they can try the newest platform. They can and the Gobe is very different from the Beam actually, because it is a platform. Mm. So there will be apps constantly released for in our effort to constantly create value for the customers. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a hardware and a one-by thing. It's something that will develop over time and renew itself.
So the big news for this year that we're all familiar with is certainly the pandemic. And I think it's been a huge advantage for your business, although I don't think you could have ever planned for it. So tell our audience, how has the pandemic impacted your clients and this market for telepresence robotics?
Yes, you're right. We couldn't have planned for this. But again, to see how COVID-19 is killing people across the world, it's just horrible. Mm-hmm. In Blue Ocean Robotics, right now we are fortunate to not only have one robot, but we have actually two robots that can help people reducing the spread of COVID-19 and other right. diseases. So when COVID-19 broke out in early 2020, we saw right away a huge demand for telepresence and our UV disinfection robot. Mm-hmm. So these robots help people to not only fight the virus in the front line, they also help people in their efforts to get back to some sort of a normal work life. Mm-hmm. I mean that telepresence can. With telepresence, you can travel the world. You can bring team across distances together in an informal and easy way, not requiring a scheduled online meeting or a conference system equipment and so on. So this is definitely, despite the situation in the world today, this is of course something that we are in a situation where we can help companies and people, mm-hmm. and we are very, very lucky about that.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to demo your robot in the last couple of months, and it really was an interesting experience to be present remotely and to be able to move the robot around and interact with someone on the other side of the planet and not have to travel 12 hours or 24 hours to be there to experience that, to just sort of drop in. And I think that that clearly is changing the way that business can be done now. And you know, one of the observations that I have about business going forward, that I think work from home now is going to become a normal part of many businesses. It's for the longest time, people were hesitant to allow people to work remotely. But I think this is, the environment has given people the opportunity to prove that they can be successful either working from home or you know, interacting with people over Zoom or other remote technologies. And I think your solution falls into that same spectrum of solutions to help people be successful with business while having a distributed workforce, whether that's from home or on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we've seen a permanent shift in how people work. Everyone have talked about the remote worker for years, but not until now have we seen companies embrace this term. Mm-hmm. Right now we see companies like Google, they're implementing the remote worker in their daily workflow, and companies like them are just following along. So I really think that there is a permanent shift in the ways that people collaborate over distances, and Zoom and Google Meet and all the other meeting tools. I think they go well hand in hand with telepresence and our robot. So it's not a question of using the one over the other, because it's I see it as two different things. Mm-hmm. Telepresence it's more, it says in the word, the remote worker. So you can move around just as you were there in person. It's informal. You don't have to schedule something in someone else's calendar. Mm-hmm. You're not required to sit in a meeting room or log into something. So you're just there right away, and that is the real difference. So it gives you something extra, some flexibility and mobility that you don't have from these normal meeting tools that we're using.
Yeah, it's very much that experience of being able to be in the place and be present in the moment and have the freedom to change, to move around, to inspect things. Certainly for some roles that require you know, physical presence, not everybody can work 100% virtually from home. And I think your platform gives them that capability to be at the facility, any number of facilities, and even the big change that we've all experienced is the elimination of in-person trade shows, and a lot of virtual trade shows are happening. And I would say that not all of them have been completely successful. And I think you, Beam, had a presence at many convention centers around the world, and I would imagine that you're going to supplant that now as well. And for some folks, the whole travel experience was tiring, you know, to travel around the world, and now you can drop into a trade show, be a part, move around, interact with folks without having to have the travel part.
It creates so many opportunities for people to interact and not being there in person. So it really gives you an extra dimension. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned it before that one of your partners, and I know that they share the same facility with you, with the UVD robots. You guys are located in Odense, which has emerged as one of the robotics development centers of the world, and I think that's an exciting place to be at the moment. So tell us, what's it like to be a part of the extended robotics community in Odense now?
Oh, it's really amazing. We are more than 150 companies in and around Odense today working within robotics. Mm-hmm. And there is an incredible sense of belonging and a strong community, which works constantly on promoting Odense and Denmark as the leading robotics hub in the world right now. This position is well supported by the large number of investors that we see coming in and putting the money into robot companies in primarily Odense. So it's really amazing to be part of this and really feel the vibe when you talk to some of your colleagues in some of the other companies that this is something special, and it's been developing over many, many years. So I think it started out in the late 80s at the local shipyard together with the university. Mm-hmm. And then just involved from there. And today we have a universal robot and Mia as the two largest companies and known in most of the world when you look into robotics. So this is definitely a fun and exciting place to be right now when you're working with robotics.
So what are some of the things that make Odense such a great place to be headquartered right now? You talked about 150 companies. Why does everyone want to be in Odense?
Yeah, I think, first of all, Odense is right now, as I mentioned, recognized as the leading robotics hub in the world. And that really echoes when we're talking with customers and resellers across the world. So for us, it's also important to be true about where we come from. But again, there's a really, really strong community. And it's not only the 150 companies, it's also the local university, the municipality, the region. Everyone is working very hard on promoting Odense and Denmark is leading within robotics. So it's really nice to have this background, and we can see that it matters when we're talking with customers and resellers, because they have heard about Odense and Denmark when it comes to robotics and mm-hmm. So it's right now it's the right place for us to be in order also to trying to give back to the community. There's a lot of people working in the sector also here in Odense. So it's also a question about trying to give back to the community. Mm.
And have you built, I mean, from a supply chain perspective, there's a lot of companies I would imagine now that are planting themselves there to support the building of robotics.
Yeah, definitely. We see a lot of the robot companies, they are sub-suppliers to Universal Robots or Mia or some of the others. And then we also have some in Blue Earth Robotics. So yes, there's a group of suppliers, companies that grow out of the success of Universal Robot and me and Blue Earth Robotics and mm-hmm. so on. So it's self-sustaining in that way.
This episode of the Mobile Robot Podcast is sponsored by SICK. You'll find SICK solutions on a majority of the autonomous mobile robots in production today. SICK has been around for more than 70 years, and they are one of the most trusted industrial sensor brands in the world. You likely know by now that a LiDAR sensor is state-of-the-art for mobile robot navigation and obstacle avoidance. So, if you're building a new mobile robot, then you need to take a deep look at the sensors offered by SICK. If you're buying a mobile robot, then be sure to ask what brand of sensors are built into the robot. You'll also find SICK sensors in use in applications such as light curtains for robotic safety barriers, proximity sensors in manufacturing, and in barcode scanning applications across a number of logistics processes. With more than 70,000 products, there's a SICK sensor for all of your industrial applications.
So let's turn our conversation a bit to your market strategy or and your philosophy about taking Gobi to market now. Talk to us a little bit about how you're taking Gobi to market around the world and setting up your channel to sell, and tell us a little bit about how that works in case we have some folks that are interested in becoming a global partner with you.
Yeah, I think for us it's important to be market leading, but also very important to be market wide. So in order to do so, we need to continue the build up of the strong reseller network that we have today. We are active in more than 70 countries today, but we are constantly adding new resellers or solution providers, as we call them, to the family. Mm-hmm. And it's important because not every reseller is the same. Some are more open for this kind of technology than others. So it's really a question about having a really good onboarding process. Know exactly where are they as a company and what kind of customers are they working with. I think we value the relationship that we have with the resellers very high. It's really the core of our business. So a solution provider or a reseller, a good one for us, is someone who's open to take a very deep and open collaboration across the whole company with us. So sales, marketing, support, name it. But also someone who can see the value in adding our robot platform into their existing product portfolio. Mm-hmm. And by that creating more value for the customer, themselves, and of course also Gobi robots at the same time. So we really have a very, very close collaboration relationship with our resellers. We want to know them. We want to know the people that are selling, the salesmen inside the reseller company, mm-hmm. so that we can support them in the best possible way, provide them with the right material, back them up in different activities like marketing. We're doing a lot of joint marketing campaigns, mm-hmm. TV campaigns, and so on. We're doing that in UVD robots also. So this is really important for us, the relationship that we have with them, and it's a two-way street, right? So they're of course also having high demands for what they get from us. But I think that's only good in order to build up a strong and long-lasting relationship.
Yeah. So your channel partner profiles, are they maybe different in different countries depending on the level of localization required either for the solution or the support?
Yeah, you can see there's a small difference in the type of solution provider that we have, but I think a lot of the solution providers that we have today, there's some kind of an AV integrator working with AV technology, because we know from the past with Beam the type of customer that are using this technology, this telepresence technology. They're normally within what we call production or business, so private businesses and so on. So if you have meeting activities, B2C or B2B, if you have production overseas facilities and so on, you're more willing to take in this kind of technology because you can see there's a good business case in mm-hmm. saving some flight tickets and reduce your CO2 footprint and so on. So companies that already are suppliers to these verticals, mm-hmm. they normally fits very well into our solution provider network. But there is right now we have a huge focus on AV integrators, AV providers.
So as we take a look at what's going to happen in 2021, I think business looks bright for you guys. What are you seeing as sort of the market signals in terms of when you think the worldwide market is going to recover now that we have a vaccine and business seems to be excited about the opportunity for recovery back to life as normal, hopefully a year from now?
Yes. Yeah, that's a really good question. We can see that now people are starting to getting the vaccine, and I think that we have to believe must be the start of a recover. But again, I don't think we'll get back to normal, because I think normal has changed, and a new standard or a new normal has arrived. Because I really think that over the last year, companies have seen the advantages in taking tools like Zoom or again Google Meet and all the others into their toolbox, and people are more aware of how they're using it. We see companies, as I mentioned early on, Google, but we're also seeing companies like here in Europe, Deloitte, they're using this kind of technology as the default for a meeting. And the second best is actually being there in person. So I think there's a change, there's a shift. But again, we can see also based on the increased demand that we see for this kind of technology that people are getting back to business and they're focusing on getting things done despite that we have this pandemic right now. And right now the first signals that we're seeing is of course in the US and in Europe where the vaccine also is being distributed out right now, but also areas like the UAE, Dubai, mm-hmm. we have a great solution provided out there, and right now I think Dubai they have this this concept smart city, mm-hmm. and they're looking into how to travel smarter in the future and be a more sustainable country and a happy country and use technology to reach those goals. And there's an interest from that part of the world also in our all efforts to get back on track. But we definitely see some recovery signals right now. But again, I think we won't get back to what we knew as normal. Because that has changed, and these technologies, these platforms has come in and will be a part of the way that you do business in future. Yeah. I have an example. We have a customer here in Denmark, and they're doing safety walks. They have more than 100 facilities around the world, and they're doing safety walks in their production, and a few years back, they were traveling out to these production facilities and doing these inspections in person. But now they're placing Gobies and they're placing beams out there instead, because they found out that it is actually possible to do the exact same inspection through a telepresence device and by then saving a lot of time forth and back to an airport in their plane, travel expenses, CO2, and so on. So I think this we're still in the beginning of seeing what telepresence can do for people and companies. But it's really exciting, and the pandemic has definitely pushed this in a good direction, because it's been adopted much faster worldwide than it would have been without what we have been through in 2020.
Well, Peter Jewell, this has been a fascinating conversation. I think that you're sitting on top of a very interesting business opportunity, and clearly the next decade is going to be an interesting one for Gobi Robots as business evolves and things recover. You're sitting right on top of a very interesting opportunity. So I want to wish you guys all the best in this new year and going forward, and looking forward to seeing where you guys sit a year from now will be very interesting. So thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you again for having me. It was exciting to be part of your program, and I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year also.
If you haven't already discovered it, go check out the Mobile Robot Guide website. That's mobilerobotguide.com. There, you'll find the latest information, industry news, along with product recommendations and buyer's guides to help you make an informed buying decision for your automation needs. The Mobile Robot Guide covers more than 350 vendors and 800 plus autonomous vehicles. It's the ultimate resource if you're in the market for an autonomous mobile robot. I want to take a short break from our show this week to tell you about another interesting podcast. If you enjoy the content of the Mobile Robot Podcast and you work in the warehousing market, then I encourage you to check out the new Warehouse Podcast with host Kevin Lawton. Each week, Kevin discusses topics related to the technology, operations, and management of warehouses. He has lots of interesting guests on each week. You'll find it in your favorite podcast app by searching for The New Warehouse Podcast or by going to the web at thenewwarehouse.com. That's thenewwarehouse.com, all one word. Kevin interviewed me on a recent episode, and that's one of the things that inspired me to start this podcast. So please go check it out. I want to thank Peter Jewell Volsgaard and the PR team at Blue Ocean Robotics for making this week's show possible. You can find them on the web at gobe-robots.com. That's gobe-robots.com. You can also find more information along with links in the episode show notes. I hope that you'll join us again next week for another exciting episode of the Mobile Robot Guide. Please subscribe in your favorite podcast app and share the show with someone else if you enjoy the content.